Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If I see a cub bear, I know mine was close.
That is correct.
Right? So I will take precautions. Right. You see a baby shark, like, do they hang out with their moms? If they do, am I going to die? Do they hang out with their moms?
I don't sharks know. Sharks are more like humans. Sometimes those baby ones just run off.
Maybe.
They could. Like the hell of this amount.
But like when I live in Capitol Hill in the summertime, right, there's a lot of tourists that go up to Capitol Hill.
Sure.
The amount of times just walking around my neighborhood where I had to be like a offensive lineman and block a small child just sprinting down the street. It was countless.
But here's
are you serious?
Were their parents not looking?
The parents were that you could see. You're right. You could see.
That's my point with the baby shark. Baby shark may run off, but that tells me that mama's looking for the shark that's run off.
You're right. Anytime you see a toddler just sprinting, you kind of go, "All right, little fella, right?" Like you don't touch it. Let's say it's like pass blocking. Like, all right. And you're like looking, like, where are these parents?
Like, come on.
I saw my ex-wife. This was in the Dominican. We're on a wall, kind of like you said. We're everything just drops.
Yeah.
And I turn the corner and I see her, and she's about 15 feet down. She's a comp. She swam competitively her entire life, so she's a pretty strong swimmer, and she can dive and all that crap. So she's pretty deep. I'm about 10 feet. She's about 15, and that's about my limit on my ears, my head.
Okay.
Just water pressure in general, feeling comfortable holding my breath, being that low. So I turn the corner, and I look at her, and I swear to God, it looked like prairie dogs coming out the side of this wall. It was like whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
Just, you'd see this thing pop out from a different place. So we go to the surface, and she goes, "Hey, check this out. This fish is smiling at me."
Jesus Christ.
So I'm like, what
fish
are you talking
don't
about?
Smile. They she's just,
like,
they
she's
don't
like,
smile.
She's like, just come down here and check this out. And I'm like, all right. So I go down there, and I look into this hole, and I'm staring in the face of a moray eel, which I can very easily identify.
Yes!
They're huge. They're green. They've got a million teeth in them. And she thinks this is a fish. And I grabbed
her. And she thinks it's smiling.
I grabbed her freaking arm, and I started swimming as fast as I can away from that wall because they were popping out about 5-6 feet.
Yeah.
That's how they hunt. They hide. And anytime a fish goes by or something they want to bite, they pop the hell out, grab the damn thing, and shoot back in their hole. And I'm like, oh, my God. And she's like, what is wrong? What is wrong? I'm like, it's a moray eel. So we get to the shore. Someone is actually fishing, and they've caught a moray eel.
All right.
Apparently, they're tasty. So I've never had a saltwater eel. But anyway. So
you like eel?
I like unagi, but that's...
Right, that's a freshwater
fresh eel. So right. I don't know what saltwater eels, taste like. Never seen it on the menu before. But she looked in that bucket. He had a 5-gallon bucket where he had all his crap, and I was like, that's what you were looking at. She's like, oh, my God. I was like, yes, you dumbass.
But isn't she an animal lover?
I don't.
Well, obviously.
And you thought that a fish was smiling.
I don't think she really appreciates like ocean life. I think she's more of a land.
Right. She was a vet tech, but like people don't bring in fish.
Okay. Yes. No, you're right.
She doesn't care about that.
They don't smile.
That was my interest growing up. I knew every kind of shark. I knew all that crap.
But they're not smiling at you. You're a grown ass adult.
That was amazing.
If my kid said that, I go, okay, let me explain real quick. And ain't smiling at you. You
know? I mean, it's like people are like, oh, that dog's smiling. Like, that dog's going to attack
you. He is not smiling. Mm-hmm. That is not a smile.
Yeah.
He's showing his teeth.
That's
same thing with, I found it with, like, chimpanzees and the primates.
If you smile at them,
if you smile at them, right? And think about this. So one, again, because animals don't smile. So it's not smiling at you. But if you smile at it, just the fact that you're showing your teeth, their thought is to attack. Mm-hmm. Not even I don't like you. Just like, nah, I got to attack you.
Yeah, because you're threatening me.
Which, again, yeah. If I could talk to any chimp, like, I promise you I am not.
That's why I don't want to go to Russia. Isn't it like a giant faux pas to, like, smile at random Russians you don't know?
I don't know. Is it?
Is it?
I think so.
You fall out of window.
And I'm always just smiling.
Really?
Like, I feel like they were just going to arrest me or beat me up.
I had another major guy fall out a window. He smiled at somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't go. I fell off a balcony. I don't mean accidentally falling outside a window.
We got to figure out what's going on over there with the windows.
Strong gravity. Weak glass.
I'm telling you right now. They need to, like, people from Pella or Anderson go there and check it out. Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK. Hell, that Window Nation. Send them to
there you go, Russia. Window Nation.
That'll be our next commercial.
No one's died in Russia as a result of Window Nation.
I don't like them.
We don't buy Window Nation and Motherland.
American country.
I'm not positive about the Russian thing. It's just a theory I've heard. Like, don't smile at Russians.
They don't seem like the warmest bunch.
That also sounds like something a buddy just told me, and I took it to heart. Hey, man, don't smile at Russians.
Look, man, I don't know. All right, I met a Russian dude when I was in Hawaii. This was probably like 18 years ago. The wife and I are like, hell with it, let's go to Hawaii. Go to Hawaii, could not smoke at the hotel, but they had a bench close to the beach. I would go down there and smoke, and this guy, probably about my height, but probably outweighed me by 180 pounds, all right?
Big man. He
had a bit of a beer belly, and that's it. The rest of it was just human. He's wearing a velour sweatsuit.
Was this like Dolph Lundgren or something?
He was not that good looking. This is a big, ugly Russian dude. And he has a velour sweatsuit on, all the gold chains you can imagine.
He's Russian.
You mind if I sit? Like, no. So we were just striking up a conversation. We're both choking down cigarettes. We could talk about the same topic, but his approach to it was a lot different than mine or anyone I know. Like, everything's very matter of fact, to the point that I would believe it if they said, don't randomly smile at a Russian guy. Because we would joke around about stuff and both chuckle. But even when I looked at him, he's chuckling. He's making the sound of chuckling, but he's not smiling.
You fall out the window next.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right. I guess it's just him.
Years ago in Belltown, we're at a bar.
Yeah.
And we had gotten shots. The guys next to us were clearly Russian.
All right.
Right? So, like, I think we cheers to him or something. So, you know me, the Nostrovia. And they're like, They buy another round. And they're like, you. I was like, yep. Australia. Then we get outside and they're speaking Russian. I go, I don't know. And they're like, we don't believe you're Russian. I'm like, I'm not. And they seemed pissed.
So you took the time to say, what, cheers in Russian.
Correct.
But you're not Russian.
I don't know if they thought it was Russian. But now that they have bought me this shot and I'm not Russian, they seem angry.
You'll fall out the window next.
What do you do? Like,
I don't know.
Buy a shot back?
I mean, literally, I just looked at my buddy and I go, we should go. Because it was like last call. Like, we couldn't get another shot. I was just like, I don't know. And like, as I tried to be like, I didn't mean to offend you. It just seemed to be pissing them off more.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Good or bad, what was your once-in-a-lifetime experience? 206-803-ROCK.
Just say cheers next time, dude.
I know. I had to. Well, they're Russians. Nostrovia.
Now we kill him.
Right.
Hello.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Aaron, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Okay, when I was 14, I had a house in Telluride, Colorado, and I got to hang out with the Grateful Dead.
Nice. How did you get to hang out with the Grateful Dead?
Yes, me and Jerry Garcia and everybody.
How old were you?
I had to go on stage with them when they were playing there.
How old were you? Do you remember?
14.
14.
What did you do when you walked out on stage?
I just hung out, danced, and they were really nice guys. They were really cool.
Okay.
Were they actively stoned, as you recall?
Not that I know of, but maybe they were. But Jerry Garcia was this really quiet guy. I don't know. He was like weird. Not weird quiet, but he was just really quiet.
He was probably on something. I know I shut down sometimes. Like last time.
He's probably high.
Yeah.
Well, I know offense.
I don't know. I was 14. Who the hell knows?
Well, I was going to say, that's the other thing. I've been stoned around a teenager. Like, I don't want to talk to this kid.
That's true, man.
Again, no offense.
I love talking to children when I'm stoned.
Well, but like, teenagers are in that weird realm of, like, they're sort of close to an adult, but they're not. It's like, yeah. I don't want to talk to them.
I know. I'm pretty sure, but I don't know. I wasn't, you know. They were really nice guys. I guess they were stoned. I don't know. But they were really cool. They just hung out at my house and... Then they went and played the festival.
But wait,
really
hang
cool.
on. Why were they hanging out at your house?
Yeah, who was a fan? Your mom, your dad?
My mom knew this guy, a friend of hers, and they knew he knew the band.
He knew the band because he was a drug dealer. Okay,
I'm
letting you understand how this game works. Okay, like, look, I know a guy. If a band comes into town, there's a guy. Okay, if you go to a different town, there's a guy. It depends on what you're looking for. There is a guy.
We got to meet a lot of bands years ago at one of the Pains in the Grasses, as it were, as we got a request from our boss at the time just saying, hey, these three or four bands
call the
coming
guy.
Into town.
Call the guy.
We know you can get this. This band would like this. These other bands would like this. Can you guys do it? And we got hooked up for them. And sure enough, we got to meet the band. We would have met them anyway, but it's a different kind of meet you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not, hey, nice to meet you, man. They're like, oh, are you the guy with the, like, yeah, you want to come on the bus? Like, sure do, buddy.
Michael, we told you the story about Aaron Lewis.
I've heard bits and pieces. I feel like there's a lot that's gone unsaid. I haven't heard it in its entirety.
He had a request. He just wanted some weed.
Yeah.
Okay? At that point in time, it was medical.
Yeah.
You could actually go and get weed, but most of the people didn't do
but
that.
But you need a card.
You could just get weed. It's Seattle, right? So somebody will say, gets him some weed, all right? He was such a D-bag. I think we cut the interview short after maybe, honestly, five. If it went 5 minutes, that would seem like a marathon. I'm pretty sure we interviewed.
God. It sucked. He was a complete douchebag, so we smoked his weed.
We smoked his weed.
That's the thing, is that that's universal. Like, even, I remember, like, I think it was the 50th anniversary, we interviewed Jolene, and she said the same thing. Like, I've been here for bad interviews with you guys. I can't imagine, like, I want to go back and hear how bad this interview was to where you guys universally, like, front to back in this building, say this guy was a douche.
He's just an a-hole.
Yeah, he's a complete a-hole. And I'm like, he asked us for weed? Man, so we didn't bring it up, but when he left, we're like, we're smoking that ass.
Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for being there.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly you what know why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.